Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, we are up to Sefei, the top line on page 72. The Mechaber says in Sefei, Kishe Yadlik Yivarech, when a person lights the candles for Shabbos, he makes a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvoso V'Sivonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Echod Ha'ish Ve'Echod Ha'isha, whether it's a man lighting or a woman lighting, you make the same bracha, L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Gan biyom tov tzoruch levarich lahadlik ner shel yom tov. On yom tov as well, we light with a bracha, and the bracha is lahadlik ner shel yom tov. Ubiyom kippurim below Shabbos, when Yom Kippur does not fall on Shabbos, yesh mi sheomer shelo yivarich. There is a shita that says that you do not make a bracha on the hadlaka. Va'ayin lekamon simin tov resh yud. The Ramah then says, Yesh mi sheomer shemivarchin kodem hadlaka. There is a shita that says that you make the bracha before you light. V'yesh mi sheomer shemivarech achar hadlaka. And there's a shita that says that you make the bracha after you light. U'kidei shehe over la'asiyoso. According to the second shita that says you make the bracha after you light, in order to make it over la'asiyoso, normally we make a bracha right before we do a mitzvah. But here they hold we do the mitzvah, make the bracha afterwards. So how you mekayim this inyan of over la'asiyoso? So lo yehona mimena ad la'achar bracha. So you at least shouldn't get hanah from the neiros until after the bracha. Umeisimin hayad lifnei haner, and therefore they place their hand in front of the candles. Achar hadlaka, after lighting them, umevarchin, and then they make the bracha. V'acharkoch mesalkin hayod, and then they remove their hand. V'zeh mikri over la'asiya, and that's called over la'asiyason. V'chein haminog, that is the minog. So the Ramah here brings the two shitas. One shita says you make the bracha before you light. That's over la'asiyason. The second shita says you make the bracha after you light. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura why that is. But we want to chop over la'asiyason. If you're making the bracha after you light, so what the noshim do, or well, maybe men also, but noshim for sure we know they do, is they cover, our minhag is the women cover their eyes. But the way it's brought in the Ramah is you cover the candle, and you do not get hanoah until after you make the bracha, and then you remove your hand, you get hanoah. So at least the bracha is going before you get hanoah from the candles. Let's see the Mishnah Brura beginning at Sifkaton Chaf Aleph, Kishiyadlik. This is going on the first point of the Mechaber, that when you light on before Shabbos, you make the bracha, l'hadik ner shel Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Brura, yesh omrim kishiyesh chuppa b'erev Shabbos. Some say that when there's a chasen on erev Shabbos, and it gets delayed by the chasana at achar shkias achama. So the chasana is on erev Shabbos late in the day, and you end up being there till after Shabbos starts. It's after shkia. The ha'isha ino rotza lekabel Shabbos lefnei achupa, and the woman doesn't want to be makabel Shabbos so early before the chuppah starts. Pentit starich lasos od eza davar ha'aser b'Shabbos, because there's still a lot of time till Shabbos. She might need to do something that's not allowed on Shabbos. She doesn't want to be makabel Shabbos so early. So al kein tadlik haner below bracha kodem chuppa. Therefore, she lights the candle without a bracha before the chuppa. The achakach b'chashecha, and then later on when it gets dark, tifros yodeha al haneros utvarich. She will put her hands over the candles, and then she will make the bracha. That is etza number one. That some say, o kishu adayin bein hashmashos, or if when the chuppa is over, it is still during the time of bein hashmashos. Achar chuppa. So tomar le'enu yehudi lahadlik. So then she tells the guy to light for her. The lo gazru al shvus bein hashmashos l'tzarech mitzvah v'kanal b'simen reis samach aleph. Like this one reis samach aleph. Chazal will not go there on a yisurei d'rabbanan bein hashmashos, and therefore amir lakum is mutter. And therefore for the tzarech mitzvah hadlakas ner, you can tell a guy to light. So the two eitzes brought over here is either she lights earlier, makes the bracha later once Shabbos starts after the chuppah. Eitzah number two is she doesn't light earlier, but she tells the goy to light for her after the chuppah if it's still bein hashmashos. V'hi tevarich, and she'll make the bracha on the hadlaka of the goy. V'tomu ha'achronim al zeh, and the achronim are bewildered by this. D'lo shayach bracha b'dluka v'omedes. You can't make a bracha on candles that are already lit and standing. Ubiprat, and specifically, da'ata huzman iser lahadlik. If after the chuppah it's already Shabbos, it's already past Seis HaGochavim, and she lit, you know, an hour and a half ago, how is she making a bracha now in a zman when you're not allowed to light? V'eich tomar v'tzivanu lahadlik. How is she making the bracha v'tzivanu lahadlik when it's aser lahadlik? V'al ido takana, That's a problem with the Eitzah of lighting earlier and making the bracha later on Shabbos. The other Eitzah was that Tomar Le'eno Yehudi Lahadlik, that she's going to tell a goy during Ben Hashmoshah to light for her. Gam Kein Kosha, that Eitzah is also difficult to understand. Ha'ein Shlichus Le'eno Yehudi. There's no concept of Shlichus for a goy. The Imkein, he ain't a Madlakas. And if so, the goy is lighting, she's not lighting. The Eich Tavarich, how is the goy lighting and she's making the bracha, which is not her Adlaka? Va'afil Yisrael Ha'mitzavil L'chaver L'hadlik. And even a regular case that one Yisrael asks another Yisrael to light for him, Gam Kein Dasa Derech HaChayim Dehamitzave Lo Yivarech Rak HaMadlik. If I tell my friend to light candles for me, I don't make the bracha. The one who's doing the hadlaka makes the bracha. So how do you have here the guy doing the hadlaka and the isha making the bracha? Kol Shekein Bazeh Deh Isha Lo Tavarech. Certainly over here in this case, that the isha should not make the bracha when hadlaka is being done by a non-shaliach, but rather by a guy. So these two eitzes that are brought down, the Achorim are not happy with. So what should one do if they're going to go to a chuppah and they're going to come back, it's already going to be Shabbos, what's the eitzah? So umaski ha'achronim eitzah acheres lazeh. Therefore the Achorim come out with a different eitzah. The hainu, and that is, lefima de kaimelon lekamon, based on what we pass on later on, the yechola levarech ulahasnos al koponim b'letzarech, that a woman is allowed to light candles for Shabbos, and if there is a need, she can make a tnai that she's not being mekabel Shabbos with hadlaka. She'eino mekabel Shabbos b'hadlaka. She can make a tnai when she's lighting, if there's a tzorich, that she's not being mekabel Shabbos now. So hachinami b'inyanenu, so too by our topic over here, havi l'tzorich, this is for a need. V'tadlik u'tuvarich kodem sholechas l'chuppah v'tasne. So she should light with a bracha before she goes to the chuppah, and she should make a tnai that she's not being mekabel Shabbos till later. That way she gets in her hadlacha with the bracha, and she can still do malacha until later on when Shabbos really comes in. V'hu adin nami b'isha shechal leil tefilasa be'er Shabbos. The same thing would apply by a woman who has to go to the mikvah on Friday night. Tadlik u'tevarech kodem halichos lebeis ha'tefilah. Before she goes out to the mikvah, she should light and make the bracha. V'sasna she'ena mekabel Shabbos ar achar rechitza v'chafifa. She should make it tonight that she should not be mekabel Shabbos until she does all her washing and scrubbing and preparations for the mikvah, which might not be allowed on Shabbos. So that is the maskana, the eitzah of what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if a woman is going to be away and she's going to be at a chuppah and coming back when the Shabbos is over, she doesn't light so early, so she lights early, makes the bracha, makes a tnai, because you are allowed to make a tnai when there's a tzarech, this is considered a tzarech, and she's not mekabel Shabbos till later. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a katan chaf beis. We said the bracha on lighting Shabbos candles is lahadik ner shel Shabbos. Even if she's lighting numerous candles, tov yoser sheyomar ner. It's best that the bracha is b'loshen yachid ner, ki ikar achiyev hu ner echad. The ikar achiyev is one candle, so the bracha, no matter how many you're lighting, is lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Mechaber said that's both for a man and for a woman. And then we said on Yom Tov as well, you make the bracha lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, gam bi Yom Tov, ve'ein tzarech levarech zman al hahadlaka. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when a woman is lighting before Yontif or on Yontif, she does not need to make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Miu b'makom shenagu ein limchos biyadon. However, in a place where that is the minhag, they make a Shechiyanu, so then we're not going to protest against them. And the reason why they shouldn't passively make the bracha Shechiyanu is Shechiyanu is nitkan al hakos by Kiddush and not by the Hadlaka. And therefore, she does need to make a bracha Shechiyanu by the Hadlaka, but in a place where they are knowing to make the bracha by the Hadlaka, like our minhag is, one should not protest against them. Sivkotan chavdalu, the bracha on Yontif is ner shel Yom Tov. The imchal yomtov b'shabbos, if yomtov falls out on Shabbos, so she joins it together, and Omer, she says, shel Shabbos v'shel yomtov. Then the mechaber said, after he said that when Yom Kippur does not fall on Shabbos, yesh mi she'omer shelo yivarech, he says, ayin lekamon simetof reishud. So the mechaber first says that on Yom Kippur, that's not Shabbos, there's a shita that says no bracha, and ayin over there. So says the Mishnah Berurah, why are we being ma'ayin over there, lefi the mechaber? The mevi sham ha-mechaber das ha-posek ha-matzrich levarich. Because the mechaber is referencing over here a shita that the mechaber brings over there, that you do make a bracha on lighting candles for Yom Kippur, even when it's not Shabbos. The svirulei, because that shita holds, the gam yom ha-kippurim, because even by Yom Kippur, av she'en bo achilu shesia, even though we're obviously not eating and drinking, the ain shayach olav misas oneg, So you're not lighting mitzad the reason of Oneg Shabbos to have your Suda there because there's no Suda on Yom Kippur. So that reason doesn't apply. But there is a reason of Shalom Bayis which does apply for Yom Kippur, and therefore there is a shita that is brought over there in Hachos Yom Kippurim that you make a bracha on the hadlaka of Yom Kippur. And if you look at note 35, he points out, that's our minug, that we make a bracha on hadlaka on a regular Yom Kippur. Since that is the minug, chova gemurahi lahadlik ulevarich. Mishum Shalom Bayis. So there's an absolute chiyuv now to light with the bracha because of Shalom Bayis before Yom Kippur. Ubemedinos she'ein bohem minog kavua, a place that doesn't have a set minog. So the Shaar HaTzion writes over there, shebevadai tov yoser lahanei shelo levarich. It's better if you're creating a new minog in a place not to make a bracha. I'm assuming based on some brachas lachel, if you don't have a real minog, so do not make the bracha. Now there's a very important biar loch over here. And that is the Ramaskal of Ayin Lakaman Simitov Reish Yud. Ayin B'Mishabura. Look in the Mishabura where we just saw that what the Mechaber means, look over there, is although the Mechaber says over here, you do not make a bracha on the Hadlak of Yom Kippur, over there there's a Shita that you do make a bracha on the Hadlak of Yom Kippur. Says the Beralacha, another Pshat. V'od Yeh Shlomo, we can see another Pshat over here. The Kavonas HaMechaber Lohoros Tam Amad Esvir Leish She'en Levarich. What the Mechaber means to look at Hilchos Yom Kippur, he's going back on what he just said, that we don't make a bracha on the Hadlaka of Yom Kippur v'Tzad Shabbos, and look over there, and you'll understand why there's no bracha. Kila kama misimet tof reish yud sef ala kosav mechaber. There in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Mechaber writes, the mekom shenogu lahadlik madlikin. In a place where there's a minhag to light before Yom Kippur, you light. Umokom shelo nogu lahadlik ei madlikin. In a place where the minhag is not to light, you don't light. There are differing minhagim. The reason that is brought down for both minhagim is because Tashmei Shemitah is Asar on Shabbos. Some say, therefore, you don't light, so it's dark, so one doesn't see his wife, so it doesn't lead to Tashmei Shemitah. And one says, Fakert, you light candles, so it's light, where it's Asar on Tashmei Shemitah. So they're differing minhagim, all trying to accomplish the same goal. But Lemaisa, the Mechaber, brings both shitas over there. Says the Biralocha Al Kain, after minhagenu hu lahadlik, therefore, is Adacha v'schayim, even though our minhag is to light, afilu hachi ein levarach, you still should not make a bracha, da min hoga lo mevarachin. Since it's all based on a minhag, we do not make a bracha on a minhag. V'zeh hatam isa bevir hagra. This is the reason of the gra. So the Beralocha, in summary, is explaining the Mechaber a different way than he does in the Mishabura. In the Mishabura, he says, Ayin lakaman simitof reishud, there's a shita there that argues with over here and says you make a bracha on the hadlaka of Yom Kippur. And the Beralacha is saying, no, maybe another pshat is that it's explaining why we don't make a bracha. Since it's talion on minug, we don't make a bracha on a minug. And that's what the Mechaber means by ayin lekamon simin tof reishud. Continues the Mishabura vaita, we're up to Sivkoton Chavov. Here we get to the last point of the Ramah, a very important point. We brought down two shitas. One shita is you make the bracha before the hadlaka over Lasi Asam. One shita was you make the bracha afterwards. And you make it over Lasi Asam by covering the light and only getting Hanoa after you make the bracha. And the Ramah ended off, V'chein HaMinog, that is the minog as we know, that we make the bracha after we light candles. Says the Mishabura, Kodem Hadlaka, the first shita says you make the bracha before you light, Sivkot Nuchavav, Kishar Kol HaMitzvah, like any other mitzvah. Shemivarachin Alein over Lasi Asam. Every mitzvah, we make the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. Ne'er Shabbos is no different. You make the bracha, you light the candles afterwards. Second shita says you make the bracha achar hadlaka, sifkat nechav zayim. What's the pshat? Svirle, this shita holds. De'im tevarich, if you make the bracha first, havei ki'ilu kibla l'shabbos beferish. That is as if you were mekabel Shabbos explicitly, v'shuv asura lahadlik, and now you're not allowed to light anymore. And therefore you can't make the bracha and then light. Making the bracha is a like a kabel Shabbos, you can't light anymore. V'imkein, and if that is the reason, what comes out is, b'yom tov delo shayach zeh. On Yontif, if you make the bracha first, and you were mekabel Yontif, you could still light candles afterwards. So on Yontif, where this reason doesn't apply, l'kul yama tevarich achar, according to everyone, you could do it the normal way over Las Yosef, make the bracha and light. What's the worst case scenario? You're makabel yontif, you're still allowed to light afterwards, so you should, according to everyone, make the bracha on yontif and light afterwards. However, V'das ha-Magen Avram de-lo plug. The Magen Avram says, even though in Svara, you're right, that Yontif, you could switch the order and make the bracha and then light. However, we say a lo plug and we do not differentiate. And the Magen Avram says that on Yontif, you do it the same way as on Shabbos. You first light and make the bracha afterwards. Aval harbe achronim svir lehu kemo shekasadim b'tchila. But many Achronim argue with the Magen Avraham, and they say that on Yontif, in fact, you should switch it around. And there are differing minhagim of what people do. But there's a very important bi'alacha here as well, and that is the Ramaskal Achar Hadlaka. Going on this Mechaber that says that you make the bracha after the Hadlaka, Ayin b'mishabru, which we just did. So again, the reason why you're lighting and making the bracha afterwards, which is our minhag, it says, otherwise the bracha will be the acceptance of Shabbos, you can't light afterwards. We point out in the Shabura, Yontif might be different. That's a machlokas. What about the case that we just discussed before? The Isha Shemasnes She'ena Mekabel Shabbos Ba'adlaka. Let's say a woman makes a tenai, I am not be Mekabel Shabbos with this adlaka, which we just said before, if there's a tzarach, you're allowed to do that. So now the reason doesn't apply as well, because you can't say the bracha is a couple of Shabbos, because she just said she's not be Mekabel Shabbos with this adlaka. So for sure she's not be Mekabel Shabbos with the bracha. So then it wouldn't apply. O Ish, or a man who is lighting, the Kaimilon Lekamana, we're going to pass later on, the Ain Tzarach Lahasnos. A woman, the pashtus says when she lights, she's mekabel Shabbos unless she stipulates otherwise. We're going to see later on by a man it's not the case. A stam man that lights is not mekabel Shabbos with halacha. So zakti b'halacha, a case where a woman made a tnai, she's not mekabel Shabbos. Or a man in a regular case where he's normally not mekabel Shabbos. So it's mashma b'derech achayim. Da'afilu hachi yadliku v'yifrisu yadeyam v'yachach yivarchu. The derech achayim is mashma that even so, even though the svara doesn't apply that you should light and then make the bracha afterwards, because you make the bracha before, you're not being mekabel Shabbos. In the case of the isha or the ish, the derech achayim is mashma that we don't differentiate. Mishum delo plugu kedas Magen Avraham. Like we saw, the Magen Avraham says by yontif you don't change the order. The derech achayim is mashma that you're not going to change the order by an isha that made a tnai or by a man that they're not. There's no problem with mekabel Shabbos. Still, we leave the regular minug that we lie first, make the bracha afterwards. Avo, midivrei hagona rikive eger, the chidusha from rikive eger, umidivrei chayoda muchach, de baze yivarchu v'yachagach yaliku. They argue and they say no. In fact, if a woman is making a tie, she's not mekabel Shabbos, or a man, that in some case, he's normally not being mekabel Shabbos, you should in fact switch the order around, and you should make the bracha first and light afterwards. They're coming out with major machloksim in terms of yontif, in terms of a woman lighting when she made a tnai, she's not being mekabel Shabbos, and in terms of a man lighting in general, where mishtamei is not being mekabel Shabbos, what to do? So everyone should follow whatever their minhag is, or they should ask a shaila to their personal rav. We will stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem with Sivav tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.